Hi, this is Adik Rishi for a question from Tracy Mays, TRACYMAYS. Date of birth is 3/5/1970. Date of service is 10/28/2025. Date of accident is 10/25/2000. Date of service is 10/28/2025. Date of accident 10/25/2000. And date of birth 3/5/1970. This is a new patient visit for Tracy Mays. Sleep complaints are pain in the left shoulder, lower back, both knees, with headaches. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to an accident that happened on 10/25/2025 as follows. Details of the accident are described as follows. On 10/25/2025, patient was traveling in an Uber at around 1:47 a.m. as a rear passenger on the right. There were total four people in the vehicle. It could be a Lyft or Uber. The accident happened on Dexter near 6 Mile in Detroit, and they were rear-ended. They were traveling at 20-25 miles an hour, while the other vehicle was going at 70 miles an hour. And other driver was driving too fast, and it was a hit and run accident. The car was not total and was rear-ended at a high speed. The bumper of the rear trunk was all damaged, but windshield was not broken. Patient do not have all the record of all the damages. He has not supplied any pictures of the car, and the police report also has not been supplied. Patient was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. Patient report that he hit into an A-beam with his head, and the neck snapped. And after hitting the A-beam and the neck being snapped, he started having pain in the head as well as in the neck. He also hit his left shoulder to the A-beam, which is between the two doors, and there was no bleeding laceration fractures, but he did chip his upper incisor. The patient went to emergency room at DMC Hospital, Fine Grace. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying right and the left temple. And also the back of the head. They are almost moderate to severe, constant, sensitive to the noise, not sensitive to the light, associated with nausea, not associated with any vomiting, seizures, or other. Symptoms of PPI that are being reported are as follows. Patient suffering from dizziness, from vertigo, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision of the left eye, and TMJ pain in the right jaw. It denies any loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, or any loss of vision field or blurred vision. Denies any taste problem, smell problem, ringing in the ear. Denies any numbness or tingling of the extremities or motor weakness. He reports some difficulty walking due to the pain in the knees. Moderate anxiety, depression, panic is reported. Sleep disturbance is reported. Weakness and lightheadedness is reported. Regarding the pain, patient is reporting pain in the left shoulder, lower back, and both knees to the tune of 10. The lower back pain is not shooting down to the legs. Denies any neck pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain. Left shoulder pain is 10, and he has a difficulty lifting more than 100 degrees of abduction or forward flexion. However, there is no motor weakness of the left arm. In both the knees, patient has pain on walking. Some pain in the right wrist is reported, but there is no fracture so far. No contusion or bleeding. These pains are several times a day and are described as cramping, gnawing, punishing, cruel, heavy, tender, fearful. Pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by medications and sitting. So far, patient has only X-rays at the hospital in the ER. Denies any numbness, tingling, pins and needle. Denies muscle weakness, bladder, bowel incontinence. No treatment has been afforded to the patient since the accident. Please review the records for system review. For past surgical history, for family history, relationship status, employment, disability, and personal. Also for ADLs and diagnosis pills. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 161/100. Pulse is 92. Pulse ox is 100. Temperature is 98.1. Respiratory rate is 20. Height is 6 inches and weight is 366. 55-year-old African American male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clotting, colony, chief, and well nourished. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. Has a good attitude, demeanor, dress, and hygiene is normal. Patient is walking with some limp due to the pain in both the knees and not using any adaptive devices. In the skin, please mention a scar of 12 inches in the abdomen for his previous exploratory laparotomy that was done secondary to an accident of 1994 where he had rib fracture pelvis fracture, internal bleeding that was fixed. Rest of the exam will come from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal, musculature examination, which is normal, musculoskeletal inspection palpation is from the template, fine tenderness, SI joints bilaterally are tender with L4, L5 and S1 spine, paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed, L1 to L5. Hypertonicity of 1 plus with trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal as forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 20, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Perling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Sotohal test are all negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test, Roos test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. SLR positive at 25 degrees. PLR is positive bilaterally. Brzezinski Kernick test negative. Regar test negative, CAM test is positive, Regar test is negative. SI joints. Both the SI joints are found positively tender and positive Faber test and Gonsalon test. With positive standing flexion, iliac compression, and distraction test. Extremities, except for the shoulder and left shoulder and both knees, rest of the extremities are found to be unremarkable. Distally, the wrist examination is unremarkable. Talon test, clinical sign are negative. Grips are normal and no deficits are noticed. The examination of the left shoulder reveals that the patient has severe pain after lifting the arm in abduction up to 100 degrees and beyond. Pain level is around 10 reported by the patient. But on inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal with no dislocation or any contusion or any other tender spots. Generally, the pain is located in the rotator cuff region when patient moves beyond 100 degrees. Other than that, the Hawken Kennedy test was found positive. And MTBR 10 test, speed test, near test are positive, anterior posterior apprehension test positive. But motor power is normal at 5x5. The elbow and distal hand and wrist on both sides are normal. Regarding the knee joints that were inspected, we find there are no scar erythematosus on inspection. And on palpation, there is no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry. There is no crepitus or grinding noise on range of motion. It is normal at flexion 135 degrees. Bilateral collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer was negative. Ethmoid stanion is negative. Patellar apprehension was negative. No fracture dislocations are noticed. No swelling. Please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis page. And plan of care from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy for the lumbar spine and for left shoulder and both knees. He's ordered traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercises, home therapy also. disability for the workhouse work replacement transportation has been ordered. Medications are provided for these patients. Wellbutrin 150 XR, one tablet 2 times a day. Imitrex tablet 100 milligrams once a day for headaches. Norco 10 hour 325 every 12 hour is provided for pain relief for 7 days only. Patients provided with Celebrex 200 milligrams a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation. Gabapentin 600 milligrams twice a day for headaches and for neuropathy, pain, nerve pain. Lyrica, patient provided with Lunesta, 1 milligram at night for sleep, and lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. I've ordered an MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, left shoulder for investigation. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness clinic is all yes. Interventional pain procedures are going to be recommended after MRIs are available. Surgical options, neuropsych, alternative care, and caseworker not warranted right now. Past medical records have been ordered release. Investigations. As discussed, MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, left shoulder are ordered. DMEs. The patient is provided with a lower back brace and TENS unit. Education is less. Disability is for the housework and the work complete disability. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.